The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution of Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, Atlantis, Paradise Island, White Cares Fashion Center, The Alley Go App, and Wendy's.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right. We are going to talk about murder today in the Bahamas in a little bit, but we got to deal with a couple of other things first. The first thing is, let me say that responsive to my call for contact yesterday, and they are seeking to sort me out. I want to thank them for their responsiveness and their professionalism and their dedication to customer service thus far. If that is as a result of because I'm on the radio, so be it. I'll take it. I do want to thank them for seeking to assist me in this matter, and hopefully we can continue to have a friendly business relationship for many, many, many years to come. Because I want to support Bahamians. I want to support the Bahamian Bank. Okay. There's about to be an election. Right? And it's happening before September. Now, Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis, leader of the Free National Movement, met with all of his candidates last night. All right? And he told them that his hand is on the bell. All right? They need to work the ground because this thing's going to pop off soon. Now, I believe, as I had said previously, that this is going to happen in August. Now, do me a favor, if you could. My birthday is August 16th. So if you could not have it that week, I would greatly appreciate it. Certainly don't have it that day, because at least I could take the day off. I could take like that weekend. I could take like a long weekend and go love myself and then get back on it. There won't be any rallies this time around. The state of emergency ends on August 13th. Therefore, covering the election shouldn't be that difficult. There won't be, that I can see, a great deal of overnighting, island hopping, etc., for the first time in living memory, really. So you could have it for me if you could. I'm hearing it's the 19th of August. All right? That's what I'm hearing. Oh, and okay. That's fine. All right? So I just need you to not do it on the 16th. I could at least have the weekend, because I was going to go on vacation for 2 weeks from the 9th and come back on the 23rd, but of course, if there's an election, everybody has to work. If you're in this Bahamas and you're in media, you're going to have to cover the election. That's how it is. Certainly if you work for the Nassau Guardian. All right? So, okay, I'm hearing the 19th. That's fine. I'm not doing it on the 16th just to spite you because you do him so bad. That's, I mean, okay. Okay. I need the birthday, right? Because I don't know if I ever told you this. I told you the story before. I don't know if you remember of the 2012 election when Ingram held the election like the week after I got married. And so we never were able to go on a honeymoon. I mean, we've been places since then, but we never had a honeymoon, right? So I didn't get that. I'm going to need my birthday. Please, all right? I haven't had any vacation, which was fantastic. I'm going to need my birthday. So let's just do it. If it's the 19th, fine. I can plan accordingly. Now, you have a problem, Dr. Hubert Minnis and the Free National Movement, in that you are deeply unpopular. That's problematic because politics is, in essence, a popularity contest. Okay? And you are deeply unpopular. Make no mistake about it, right? A lot of it's not your fault, but you haven't done yourself any favors, right? So when people are broke, when they're out of work, they're going to blame the people in power. It's not always fair. It is what it is, right? This is the job you signed up for. So people are frustrated, people are broke, people have been out of work for a long time. A lot of it's not your fault. Your general demeanor, your attitude, all your shenanigans that you've come up with over the past year and a half or so certainly has not helped. Your mishandling of the aftermath of Dorian, that has not helped. You are deeply unpopular, and if history is any indicator, you will lose the next election. But history has also seemingly smiled on you in that your opponent is also very unpopular, all right? Your would be to hope that the fact that they're not really feeling Brave Davis, and Brave, you know I love you, but you know I'm gonna be real with you. You know, your ties to the last Christie administration don't help, right? The fact your best bet is people are hedging on Brave Davis, going, well, my, you know, I'm so unsure about Brave Davis. I don't know if you have enough currency. In terms of reluctance to vote for Brave Davis to get you over the hump, but this is going to be a struggle for you, all right? It's going to be a struggle for you. So let's do it. Call the election, right? Let's shake, all right? Let's do this. You need a fresh mandate, particularly after the past 17, 18 months, right? You need a fresh mandate. Much of what you promised, you did not deliver in your manifesto. Again, not all of that's your fault, but, you know, a lack of legislative will, of course, has something to do with it. Let's read Candia Dame's National Review today. All right. One, are they going to pass the marijuana laws of parliament? No. There's no parliament. That's done, right? I explained this to you when they adjourned after the budget debate to September 22nd, that they're going to call an election. There's no parliament. He's going to dissolve parliament. If I'm a betting man, I would say next week you're going to see Paul Rohl reading a proclamation from the Governor General of the dissolution of the parliament. All right? And then you got 30 days to return. And that's it. That's it. All right? There's no more. There's no parliament. There's no more legislation. Nothing's going to pass. Nothing's going to happen. That's it. All right, so get it out of your head. But let's talk about Candia Dame's National Review today. All right? And if you know Candia Dame's, you know she's in the know. All right? So let's go. This is called Minnis Readies the Troops. Ring of election bell believed to be imminent. Free National Movement insiders close to Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis and to those running the party's re-election campaign have no expectation that the current parliament will actually meet on September 22nd, the date it was adjourned to, and the troops are being readied for an election sooner rather than later. Of course, only one man knoweth the day. It is he and he alone who will determine when voters head to the polls once again. This notwithstanding the fact that while in opposition, Minnis has repeatedly promised that if elected, he would cause there to be a fixed election date. And while there remain just under 10 months before an election has to be called, there are growing signs that Minnis will soon ring the proverbial bell and let us all know when the election will be held. We understand that the Prime Minister in recent days has been giving the troops their marching orders, signaling to them to make ready. Minnis's recent call for qualified individuals not yet on the voter's register to register in the soonest time possible was the clearest sign to the electorate that he's getting ready to announce an election date. In FNM circles, there's widespread expectation that an election will be called in August and Parliament will soon be dissolved. Again, this is based on what Minnis has been sending. Some within his party believe Minnis will call an election for August 19th, the 29th anniversary of the FNM's historic 1992 win under Hubert Ingraham. But, National Review writes, that would surprise us. That is Ingram's date, and Minnis has done all in his power to separate himself from Ingraham and Ingram's legacy. I'm going to stick a pin in this here. Now, Candia Dames and I have a difference of opinion on this. Minnis will do anything to cling to power, right? Anything, it doesn't matter how shameless it is, he will do it. If that means co-opting Ingram's date in order to capitalize, if he believes that's going to give him an ounce of political advantage, he will do it despite the fact that they have treated Ingraham like dirt. All right, let's continue. It says it would also be unwise for Minnis to gamble with marring that date, which is historically significant and special to the party. Of course, he might be so blinded or arrogant that the strong possibility of an election loss is not apparent to him. Well, she and I agree on that. According to those insiders in both parties, internal polling is showing the FNM is unpopular among Bahamians. No surprises there. But there's a great number of undecided voters who will likely determine the outcome of the next election. Let me stick a pin in it again. Here's why I say historically Minnis has a problem. Historically, when there have been a great deal of undecided voters, those undecided voters break toward the opposition. So that's historically, there's a problem. When you have a great deal of undecided voters, and those voters have been forced to make a choice historically over the past four general elections, they have broken toward the opposition. All right? Not so much in terms of the opposition looks great, but in terms of they're pretty tired of you. Now, you could argue that the 2002 election was different. People had a great deal, I want to say, confidence in Christie, that he could be, you know, another Pinling. He could do the kind of work that Ingraham did that, of course, didn't happen. All right, let's go back to what Candia Dames writes. She says, this is also not surprising, given the undesirability of both Minnis and Progressive Liberal Party leader Philip Brave Davis. Many voters are unenthused and uninspired. The two leadership options are the most uninspiring leaders on the tickets of the two major political parties and an independent Bahamas. This is contributing to the depression and malaise we are currently seeing among Bahamians. All right, let's stick a pin in it again. I'm going to say this. Had Alfred Sears been the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party at this moment in time, or had Chester Cooper been the leader of the Progressive Liberal Party at this moment in time, the PLP would have been in a landslide, without question. Okay? Now, to the extent that these political parties are willing to sacrifice themselves around the egos of those who believe it's just their time, then that's what their fate will be. But I don't doubt that Brave Davis can win. I just know that there's a lot of reluctance along the lines of Brett Davis. And if it were a different leader, it would be, and they know this, their polling has, the PLP's internal polling has shown this. If Cooper, one of those guys, was leader, it wouldn't be any question. All right? Let's go back to National Review. Davis, who is lackluster and who's been unable to shed his Christie administration political baggage, is Minnesota's best hope for re-election, even if the chances are slim. The FNM leader in opposition in 2017 was also a hugely unattractive option, but Bahamians' widespread disgust for Perry Christie was much stronger than their lack of motivation in selecting Minnis. Minnis' anti-corruption message and his electoral reform pledges, which have gone unfulfilled, did provide many voters with cause for optimism. That optimism quickly faded, though. Minnis and the FNM rapidly depleted the goodwill with which they came to office. While blaming their lack of ability to improve our fiscal affairs on the former administration, they were also confronted by unprecedented crises, Hurricane Dorian and the COVID-19 pandemic. There are varying views among the public on what grades they deserve for the handling of those disasters, but while Minnis has used these crises to explain to us just how bad things are, he has not been successful in using them to inspire the country to higher heights. Speaking with National Review yesterday, without any expectation of attribution, one prominent FNM member said, "We always say that every election is consequential, but this is going to be a very consequential election, given that the country was in ICU for the last year and a half. Do people believe the present administration deserves a pass because of that? Do they feel that in spite of that, that the government could have made things easier?" End quote. These, Dames continues, are very legitimate questions. On election day, only election day will tell us whether the electorate's disappointment in Minnis will be powerful enough for voters to accept Davis and the PLP. We know traditionally that elections in recent cycles have proven to be more of a vote against the incumbent than a vote in favor of those trying to win an election. Opposition parties tend to benefit when there are so many undecided voters. Now, let's take a pause. All right. We are looking at a prime minister who has a House of Assembly that is being continually frustrated by a disgruntled House and Moutry. Not that Moutry's wrong in all of what he's done. He's just gone about it in a very childish manner. And he really isn't trying to sit there for the next few months and listen to Fred McAlpine tear them apart and kind of tread water while he can call an election, get a fresh mandate, get a speaker he wants in the chair if he wins, and set about a fresh legislative agenda. All right. So he's not trying to go back to the House of Assembly. All right. They would also have to justify an extension of a state of emergency, that or pass laws to actually govern the pandemic, or do nothing as the hospital fills up. That seems to be the thrust at the moment. All right. So he's going to call an election. All right. That much was clear to me when they adjourned the House to such a far off date. Now, his chances are slim. Make no mistake about it. Don't fool yourself. You know that his chances are slim. Okay? Now, let me do some of your text messages. It says, "That's the only reason why one membership has its privileges." Oh, with Commonwealth Bank? Yeah, I'll take it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'll take the privilege. August 19th, Juan, the anniversary of the 92 victory. All right. That's another one saying August 19th. It says, "I have a case of Vitamalt for September 2021. Well, let me tell you this, right? So from the candidates I have spoken to, right, the word is from the leadership, when the house broke, do not leave the country during June, July, or August. If you're going to leave the country, you must do so, if you have to, do so in the briefest time possible. do not leave the Bahamas in July or August. This thing, to me, is going to be August. All right? Just please keep it away from my birthday. It says, good day, Juan. My birthday is August 15th, so my sentiments exactly, because I'll be on vacation also. Hold the bell. Leo's rule. Leo's do rule. Says, good afternoon, fellow Leo. My birthday is August 4th, so I think the 16th is better. It's a Monday. Elections are usually on a Monday or a Tuesday. This says, if the emergency order falls away, does that mean we can go into the restaurant without being vaccinated? Yeah. From everything I understand, yeah. Everything just falls away. I'm going to continue to socially distance myself from people, if that's okay with you. I'm going to continue to not go out at night. I don't need anything to tell me that. But you know what bugs me, right? Is like, you was talking all this talk, right, about vaccination day, and you could do this and do that if you're vaccinated. And so I go out, and I'm getting vaccinated, right? And now you just go let it fall away? I did this for what? I thought I was going to get some sort of special rights by doing this. You just style me like that? That's how you do me? You just going to talk about what you could do if you get vaccinated and drop it like that? All right. The It says, when I hear people talking about Brave being unpopular, but to be fair, Minnis was an electrifying prospect in 2017 as leader of the opposition. Sorry, leader of the FNM. It may not be popular, but FNM's I still maintain as leader of the opposition, he has been better than Minnis. When he was also, I think he is smarter than and more politically astute than Minnis, definitely more thoughtful and better contributions in the House. This says, what process did you take to get your voter's card? Because I can't find mine. I can't find mine either, but having checked the law, that if you take a government ID, right, your passport, to the polls, they can pull up your voter registration information and you're set. So the only reason you need to go to register to vote to get your voter's card is if you really want it, because it does serve as a form of government ID, even though it's like it's tape and cardboard, but whatever. If you really do want it, you can go get it. If you've damaged it or whatever like that, you can get a new one. But if you have not yet registered to vote, yeah, it's just paper. If you have not registered to vote, you would need to register to vote. You don't need to re-register if you've already if you registered during the last election or since the last election, you don't need to go in to register. All right? If you have moved, you need to go in and show them your change of address just in case the polling division has changed. I don't know. Well, you may be in a different polling division if you've moved, even if you're still in the same constituency. If you've moved in a different constituency, certainly you need to go update your voter registration information to vote in the next election. I think it's going to be a mess, I think, with the address verification. That is where we are. We also are not going to have a change of boundaries. Again, Parliament's not going to be meeting before the next election, so there will be no constituencies commission report tabled in the House of Assembly for the first time since 68, I want to say. All right, before an election. So we will just operate on the existing boundaries and polling divisions. This from a prime minister who promised an independent boundaries commission. Says, honestly, I'm not a fan of Minnis, but I'll vote for the FNM because of his cabinet, because of people like Jeff Lloyd, Michael Pintard, Ellsworth Johnson, and D'Aguilar. I'll support them. Definitely, you know, I'm all about some Jeff Lloyd. I think Michael Pintard's great. I think D'Aguilar's doing a great job. But the ticket is going to be about the prime minister. Make no mistake about it. This election is going to be about Hubert Minnis and Brave Davis. but more so about Hubert Minnis. It's going to be a referendum on Minnis. Don't kid yourself. This is Chester Cooper more so than Alfred Sears. I don't think people have that much regard for Alfred Sears, who left to get the numbers guys straight and now want to get back into politics. His time has passed. Well, people may not have, as you say, that much regard for Alfred Sears, but one thing is clear. There is no one who does not recognize that Alfred Sears is a brain box who is intimately familiar with our system of governance, our constitution, and our legal framework, and who has continuously presented ideas for leadership and reformation in this country. It says, hi, Juan, I hear you keep saying it's not all the prime minister's fault, which is true. The country has been through two hurricanes, one that was listed as one of the most dangerous ever in our history. Then here comes COVID-19 that has crippled the world. The COVID-19 was a learning experience for all leaders around the world. The country was rebounding pre-pandemic. The country was on a positive note. So to be honest, the Minnis-led administration has done the country well in his 4 years. Than the last administration's tenure, he deserves the next chance to fulfill his commitment to the people. I see. That's certainly a view. All right, that's certainly a view, but here's the thing. People who are broke don't care. Yeah? People who have not been able to rebuild their homes, who've been displaced by Dorian, who haven't received help, they don't care. They are unhappy. And they have power now over you. The rabbit has the gun. They're not checking when you're broke about the pandemic and what you could or couldn't have done. They're not checking about how bad Dorian was. It's going to be 2 years now. All right? In a couple of months. People ain't sitting down when they're angry and broke and upset, and the bank's calling, and they're losing their homes, and they can't afford to send their children to school, and they've dramatically shifted their lifestyle. People ain't gonna make no rational, oh, let me give them a bribe because of the pandemic. People are going to say, you know what? Let's move on. All right, now your best, and that's going to happen a lot. Your best bet, right, is to hope that there are, so I wouldn't bank on the sympathy aspect of it, right? Your best bet would be to, and would be to kind of instill some sort of fear about the PLP wouldn't be able to handle what's coming. Because what's coming is not going to be easy, right? So do not dream that Minnis is going to be reelected and this is all going to be smooth sailing. This is going to hurt. Do not fool yourself into thinking that the PLP is going to win and they're going to right the ship and all. No, this is going to hurt. They're going to be severely challenged, the next administration, whoever that is. All right? It says, election August, like after the emergency orders expire, tell the story about Ingram and your wedding again, LOL. By the way, when are the debates? They scared. Ain't gonna be no debate. No debate, no rally. They may have some little meetings, some functions. It says, since neither the FNM or PLP are attractive choices, you think the DNA would capitalize on the situation and make a stronger stance, but I haven't heard much from Komalafe since the natural resources protests in Rawson Square. Get out there, DNA. This is your best shot. Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see what happens. This says, great show as usual, Juan. You forgot you and the PM are not on good terms, so just because you don't want election on your birthday, election is going to end up being on your birthday. This is Brave is extremely more unpopular than Prime Minister Minnis. I think Gladys might even vote FNM. This says, Juan, I'm an FNM, and I don't think Papa given a stamp of approval for Minnis this election. And Prime Minister Minnis burned that bridge. I would be beyond shocked if Ingram did a single thing to help the FNM in the upcoming election. You have to understand that you can only treat people poorly for so long before the situation cannot be remedied. Right? And all y'all who sat there and flayed Papa because you wanted to help Minutes look good or didn't want Minutes to look bad, you helped damage the relationship. You were complicit. All right? Just remember that. We'll be back on the other side. I'll be happy to take your calls. We'll read some more texts. Stay tuned.
King is back at Burger King Nassau. This fan favorite features 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with thick-cut smoked bacon, 4 slices of melted American cheese, ketchup, and creamy mayonnaise, all on toasted sourdough slices. Get your sourdough sandwich as a single or a double and add ice-cold Pepsi and fries or onion rings for a perfect way to fill your day. The flame-grilled Sourdough King is only here for a limited time and only available at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
Alago is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Alago and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAlago.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Alago is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAlago.com, that's ShopAlligo.com, to list your business for free today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. You can call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Under different circumstances, I would say the FNM certainly will lose the next election, but with Davis in the mix, I don't know. I can't call it. Yeah, I can't call it. Usually I'm pretty certain from what I'm seeing on the ground, but this one I can't call. I'm a wait and see. Last lap I could call it easy. That was no problem. Even though, you know, I didn't have that high of an opinion of Minutes' leadership as you know, as many other people, you know, felt the same way. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there?
Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going, brother?
Yes, sir, but yesterday, man. No, Mr. McCartney, I don't want anybody to discourage you, okay?
Yes, sir.
But it's saying sometimes you have to hold your ground as a man because he's first betrayal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mr. McCartney, see, I come to, now, in case you might know, you know every day me and Leslie Miller is being the ground. You know that, right?
Yeah, but Leslie Miller and you? Yeah, in Pine Ridge.
No,
Tall Pines.
No, every day. We be in every area.
Oh, just everywhere. Okay, yeah,
Well, this be good. See, Mr. Marty, no, I know everybody like who they like. That's the common sense, right?
Right.
Listen me carefully. Me and Leslie Miller, you can check it out. We just go on Saturdays in 3 areas. Mm-hmm. And I just go for myself. See, plenty of people are talking. Listen to me, the auction is underground, door to door.
Right.
Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
Listen to me carefully right now. No, mind the man. I ain't got a life for it. Listen to me carefully right now. Cuban Minister, listen to me, Mr. McCartney. PLP is telling us, Mr. Miller, I'm so sorry we vote against you. Listen to me carefully right now, Mr. Miller. I mean, Mr. McCartney, the hatred's out there for Prime Minister. Cuban Minister is unbelievable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's deep dissatisfaction. I said there's deep dissatisfaction. So, there's no doubt about it. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to you. You might find a few people saying, Mr. Davis, let's be careful. You know what everybody's saying? They're saying, Dave, Mr. Miller. Let's be careful. Even in Mr. Miller, they say, Mr. Miller, we're so sorry we vote against you, Mr. Let's be careful. Man to man talk. The two most hated person in the Bahamas right now is Marvin Dames and Hubert Minnis. Okay. Guess what happened now? All they saying, they don't appreciate the way this man has like literally locked down, okay? So let's be careful. I come here to the Mount, no, Mr. McCartney.
Yes?
No, Chester Cooper is a PLP, man to man. You know, no person on the campaign trail say, Chester's leader. All they say right now is on the FNM government. Nothing else, nothing else. So listen carefully. Don't mind the nerves in the market, you know. The action is on the ground. Okay. Do you agree?
Yeah, man, I know. The action's on the ground. I'm with you. All right. Okay, you know, look, I don't want to use these strong words like hatred and all this stuff like that. Like, I don't know the people hate Minnis. I certainly don't hate him. I just have problems with his leadership and his tenure as prime minister. I don't hate anyone. I don't have no hate in my heart, right? So if you hate me, that's you. You got to deal with that yourself. Me, I don't be hating nobody. I don't stay up at night hating no one. All right? Dissatisfaction, unpopular, certainly those are true sentiments. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Yeah, okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Yeah, right here, man. I was supposed to call you yesterday, but I didn't have a chance. But just to encourage you, I do have problems like that, too. And challenges that people are trying to challenge you, but you have to try to ignore them, man.
Yeah.
You know, because, trust me, I had some incidents like that, and I was very short of patience some part of my life. But I realized that, you know something? If you just be still and let them run on, let them run on. Okay? Because it makes them look silly.
Right.
Okay? They have an issue. And I understand, you know, I have a Long Island blood in me, and trust me, we don't play. We Long Islanders, we don't play.
Right.
But I learned to just be still and to be patient. And you know something? Pray for that individual.
Yeah.
I know you helped them, and I know they're listening now, and they know what they did was unprofessional, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was wrong what they did, and one day I hope they'll be man enough, and I say M-A-A, man enough, to apologize to you, you know?
Yeah.
That was wrong what they did, and I know that hurt you because, you know, we are men, and sometimes people say things to us publicly, try to embarrass us,
right.
And it hurts sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, you pray for him, and you pray for him, and hopefully one day he'll see the light and he'll apologize as a man. Men who apologize, they're real men, because we all are not perfect, and
right.
We do fail in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely.
We man up to what we may have done wrong, and then we move on with that, you see? And I wanted to say that to you yesterday, because I felt what you felt.
Yeah, you really feel frustrated, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
man,
you're trying
I'm
to contain yourself, and it's a problem, you know?
Yeah, man. And another thing is, my thing as far as the country's concerned, based on what I'm saying happening, I'm pleased to see that the tourists are coming back, and things are now, people are starting to go back to work. And I really would say that's good. That's a valid effort on everyone who contributed to bringing the country back, including the government and the officials and the small
man,
the big man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I give them credit. And if they continue this, I don't see no reason why they should not be re-elected.
Okay.
Once the people are not hurting and they see the hope and the vision of the government and things are coming to light and now they can enjoy it. I was proud to see Chester Cooper, the deputy leader of the PLP, mentioned about how things are going well in Exuma. That's a good thing to admit. I think the government is doing something positive.
Yeah. I mean, the government has played a role in the return of tourism. There's no question about that.
And also, I listened to Neil Ellis. He had a brilliant message the other day, and that was also an important. No politics. It's about what God is doing for us in this country, giving us a second chance. You know, but people trying to take advantage of these little brownie points, but this ain't no time for that. We all in this country together.
Mm-hmm.
And once this country gets back, it's going to benefit all of us. But do not try to use this for your own personal gain, because trust me, if we do it that way, we're going to hurt us, all of us in this one pot together. So I encourage everybody to try to put away your whatever difference, like Neil Ellis said, or your, whatever difference you have, put it aside for now.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get this country back. And I appreciate you. And as I say, be still, my brother.
Yep.
God will lead you through.
I appreciate the word of encouragement. Thanks very much. Now, as far as put everything aside to get the country back on track, it's difficult to do that when you're calling an election that is purely about politics. That's what elections are about, right? It's about politics. So it's difficult to say, let's not get political when we're in the heat of the most political event that there is. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
How you doing, man? That fellow who embarrassed you in the bike?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm saying beat him up. Beat him up, man.
No, man, I don't. I'm not going to fight anybody. I don't do that. You know, we have a problem already with violence in this country. And that's fine. You know, this is life. Sometimes people embarrass you. Sometimes people draw you out to a level that you don't want to be drawn out to. This is part of being human. You as a man have to understand that not everything is worth a fight, you know, whether verbal or physical. And it's difficult to try to teach our children to walk away from conflict when we as adults so readily run toward it. So if you want to embarrass me or curse me out or whatever like that, go right ahead. Don't touch me, right? But go right ahead. And if that makes you feel better, I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to do anything. I've got much, much, much more to live for that means so much more than anything you could possibly say to me. All right? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, this is Doc in the voice along with you, Juan.
Thanks, brother.
Yes, but excuse the expression, but you have plenty to live for your children.
Right, yeah.
Juan, you know what I don't like? People talked about getting together, country back together, and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our people been beggars, okay? We had to beg, some of us. Me, myself, you know, I got laundry and clothing in the laundry over $100, almost $200 from before the pandemic started, and I was unable to get them out. So they got to come strong. They got to come with something, all of them. But you know what I want to ask you?
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember when the former Prime Minister Ingram said that, I think I'm paraphrasing, but basically what he was saying, he would leave the country, the party, the way he met it. You remember that?
Vaguely, yeah. I think so, yeah.
Well, you know something? I wish, to encourage people, I wish he could come and say something, you know?
Who, Ingram?
Yeah, say something publicly.
But don't hold your breath on that one.
Well, somebody going to be in trouble.
Yeah, he's Ingram. I think that ship has sailed. You're going to have to fight this fight without him. You know? Says, Juan, this election is going to be extremely boring, worse than watching paint dry. Yeah. Says, Juan, you're McCartney. You don't catch feelings. You catch flights. Well, you know, life is complex, nuanced. You know what I mean? You don't always get your way, and you got to learn to live with certain things. Says, bro, I would like the PM to stop threatening people to take the poison, call a COVID vaccine. We live in a democratic country. I have human rights. The PM and some of these employers need to stop threatening people to take the vaccine. If the PM wants to save lives, tell them stop the poison of these export-only foods coming to the Bahamas. Tell them find out how all the guns enter the Bahamas and stop giving out liquor and fast food licenses everywhere you look. Fast food, our health care. Oh, and our health care is hell. Cheaper you die at home than go to the disgraceful PMH. Oof. Okay, we got to go to news, and we're going to be, but we may get the murder issue, but there's still more of this national review I want to get through, so stay tuned.
Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
Bahamas, welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking about election prospects. The Prime Minister is clearly preparing to call an election. He's met with his candidates. He's told them that something's coming. Sorry, I had to get some water. I had food in my mouth. I try to wolf down my lunch during the news break. Not that you needed to know that. And it's difficult to, well, you know, the most difficult part about trying to bulk up is, well, the second most difficult is the eating, right? Is eating enough and the eating enough of the right stuff, right? Because you could just bulk up on burgers, but I prepare all my food. The most difficult part would be the actual gym. I'm hurting all over. I don't even know where I hurt anymore. Although I'm supposed to cycle back onto creatine here shortly. Creatine helps you to lift better, but I don't like, and it makes your muscles look bigger, but I don't like all the water weight. Because the number on the scale still freaks me out. Anyway, we're talking about the election. Sorry, you didn't need to know all that. You could call me as well, 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. You can text me at 422-4796. We still have a bit of the National Review to go through. But let me deal with some of your text messages here. It says, the next administration will be pressed with some serious challenges. No matter the winner, the Bahamian people must understand that the relief they seek will not occur rapidly. I hope we get an administration that communicates this to us. Yeah, me too. Me too. Because there's going to have to be a real serious sit down with the Bahamian people for them to understand the situation that we are in. Hey Juan, I'm an undecided voter, but if elections are called in another month or so, I'm leaning voting for the PLP. This will be a vote against this administration. Yeah. Juan, correct me if I'm misinterpreting your new posture and recent comments that you're already admitting failure by indicating a short while ago that normally you would say definitely the FNM party will lose the next general election, but with Brave Davis as PLP leader and the alternative on in the mix, you're no longer sure. Don't give up. Keep trying, my friend. Okay, I mean, I can't call it. All right. Juan, stop using all that chemical stuff. Try drinking homemade ginger tea. It's very good for sore muscles. I drink it daily. Ginger tea, I'll try that. I haven't had any problems on creatine. Right? But I'll try ginger tea. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, what's up, my brother?
I'm good. How's it going?
Oh, man, it's great. It's great. God is good. That's all I can say.
Yes, he is.
Mr. McCartney, you have, I heard before your news break, a gentleman, and I think someone else texts about give Mr. Minnis another chance. Okay, listen. Let me ask you a very sensible question. And for those who have sense, common sense, what could he possibly do now to give him another chance that he didn't do in the wake of the hurricane when it comes to the people's needs or to the people's call? What could he do possibly different during this COVID situation? What could he possibly do different? He didn't do it then.
You're saying,
okay,
yeah.
And Juan, let me help some of these people out. People, let me say something to some of y'all who like to text and come back to reality. This, I think that's what Mr. McCartney is trying to bring some of y'all to reality. When he's trying to bring some of y'all to, when people call his talk show, Vaughn, I'm getting evicted. Vaughn, I need some money for my medication. Vaughn, they're not worrying about give him another chance.
Talk show, my brother. They listen. This talk show is only 2 hours a day. People come up to me every day, all day, talking about their dissatisfaction.
Of course, and Vaughn, you still have people, right? Who trying to defend? Trying to actually defend, but Mr. McCartney, what is so sad about this is that people know that their brother and sister are hurting. They know that, you know. But because their bread is being buttered on both sides, and their brother and sister even ain't getting the crumbs or the flakes from the bread, they still say and give you another chance. Listen, Mr. McCartney, I can leave you with this one.
Mm.
This government has borrowed almost basically $4 billion with a B on it,
mm-hmm.
and nothing to show. So give them another chance to borrow, and we end up like some of our neighboring countries where our dollar started to devaluate.
Mm-hmm.
I am simply saying that, and my PLP people who listening to me, let me tell you something. This ain't no pie in the sky what you come and do. God spare life. Right? Come and look out for the poor people. And once you try to look out for the poor people in this country, and you could take some kind of the suffering what they're going through right now from this government, this heartless, cold, I don't even know what to call them, sad crew,
mm-hmm.
you'll be in good shape, PLP candidates, and those who will be in the part of the government. But Vaughn, you need some, be real now, Vaughn, you need someone with some kind of love to help, man, because the Bahamian people can't take no more of this.
Yeah.
And five more years, boy, I think Canada would have a flock of Bahamian people trying to run away from the Bahamas.
They can't take it. All right,
have a good day, brother.
Take care. I think, and you know what? I'll be honest with you. There are valid reasons to. Let me just be very, very clear. I don't think Hubert Minnis is a good prime minister. Okay? I think he's just not done a good job. But there are still reasons to vote for the FNM depending on what you consider priority, all right, in terms of what you think they're good at, in terms of the things that they did get done, All right. And we'll do a show on that as well. But the issue is this, right? The mistake that perhaps has been made by this administration has been focusing on these overarching things that they believe will shift the national or move the nation forward as a whole, but yet have not put proper focus on the people on the ground. And yes, you're going to tell me, oh, we did national insurance, we did all that. That's not what I mean. Here's the sentiment I get over and over and over and over and over. And don't discount it. It may be too late to fix it, but don't discount it. The sentiment is, among regular people, that at least when the PLP was in power, there was money on the ground. They would give the poor people some work to do. They would give the average man a way to help take care of his family. That's a very widespread sentiment on the ground. So you can talk airports and PPPs and hospital infrastructure and new Wattsila engines whose effectiveness, you know, is debatable. You could talk all that, right? And we bought hotel and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, right, people are going to judge you based on, most people will judge you based on their personal circumstances. And if you have not, if they do not believe you have impacted their personal circumstance in a positive way, then they are likely to exercise their power against you. And figure that, well, you haven't done anything for me. Why wouldn't I give somebody else a chance to at least try to do something? Because I know you haven't done anything, so I'm going to wait again. And so that's a popular sentiment out there, and I think you'd be mistaken to discount it, despite all the good things that the FNM has done good things in this term. But despite that, there's an overwhelming sentiment of discontent. Don't discount it, I'm telling you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, Vaughn.
Yes, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah. Let me ask you something. When in this country we didn't have poor people?
Always.
We always had poor people, eh?
Yeah.
And right now, I would say, ain't that bad, because we always had poor people. People mm-hmm. there was begging.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
This is bad, man.
But we know why it's bad.
Right, yeah.
We really know why it's bad, if we want to be honest. I listened to mm-hmm. DeWitt a while ago. And ain't nobody gonna run from this country, because when we had a chance to run from the PLP, nobody run. And they was bad. And they had what the FNM got today. They never had a hurricane would wipe out a whole community. They never had a pandemic. I understand. And believe me, I understand what Min is going through, because you know what? This is something that he have to work through. You know? But what I'm saying, the people, sometimes when they come on this radio and they say, people ain't done nothing, the Minister government ain't done nothing, we have to be honest with ourselves. You know? We really have to be honest. Now, another thing I want to ask you, too.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about the fight and the gun down at the DNA. How come y'all never bring that on?
I did not hear about that.
Huh?
I haven't heard anything about that.
No, man. And the deputy been on the next show last night trying to explain himself?
I know that the deputy resigned, but I'm not sure why.
No, this is the new deputy.
Oh, the new deputy, okay.
Stephen Nesbitt. He was trying to straighten out this situation where there was somebody was pulling gun and phones were break up and people were pushing. And the madam husband was defending her and carrying on. How come y'all never get that?
Let
Clint Watson beat y'all, man.
Yeah, Clint got that, because I don't know nothing about that, right? Clint,
but check it out and see what it's all about.
Yeah, I'll try. Yeah, okay.
All right, you have a good one, bro.
All right,
you and
yeah.
your family. All
Thanks,
right.
You do. I don't know anything about it. We'll see. I guess Clint got the hot story. This says the It says, McCartney, I'm an FNM, and I want Dr. Minnis gone, and I supported him in the last election. He should call that election now. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Yep. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome. Nope, they're gone. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, Juan, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, I got turned on the radio. Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, man, I'm just calling in with the service in this country with these internet services, man. It's really, really poor, man. And to get is like a needle in a haystack, and you just can't get service done. You know? I don't know. Irka was dealing with cable the other day.
Yeah, Irka's investigating their internet stuff.
But Telco is next in line.
You don't have good internet with BTZ?
No, man, I have a problem from... She was from last year, and calling in, I got people come, and the problem still exists.
Do you have fiber?
Yeah, fiber is through my corner. I have the old copper line, and I already.
No! You need to get the fiber.
Yeah, and I've been requesting this from last year, and it seems like when you call these people in the hotline, I don't know if they're home because you could hear noise in the background and children and stuff. So maybe these people are working from home, but. I already requested the CEO. I already emailed him. I hope he can hear me, Mr. Foster. I've emailed him online last night, I think, to have him call me so I could address this problem because the service is terrible. And then one or two technicians who come there look like they don't know what they're doing. At least the new ones, the old ones, they should have kept.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna let you hold on, Kermit. If you get his phone number, I'll try to see if I can hook you up. Because
yeah, Kermit knows me well. That's my neighbor.
Okay. Well, BTC has given me exemplary service, so I will try to see if I can help.
Yes, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I have BTC Kermit. Fiber. I have no complaints. It's excellent.
I don't know what to say, man. I need to put up my own dish. I don't know.
Yeah, but leave your info with Kermit, and I'll see if someone can help you, okay?
Yeah, man. Thanks.
All right, yeah. I rock with Alive for my cell phone, but, I have BTC for my home phone. Says, hi, Juan. My birthday is August 13th. Leos are the best, but emergencies orders end then, so election can be anytime after that, correct? Yeah. Election could be before that, but I'm thinking it's going to be after it. It says, Juan, help. For years, it's taken me about 20 minutes to get a character reference from the police. Now they're using this new payment platform. The lines are out the door at CDU. Pray tell me why I can't pay for the reference online and choose what station to collect it from. One step forward, 100 steps back. Make it make sense. Oh, you can't pay online? That doesn't make any sense. You should pay online and go pick it up, like with your driver's license. Yeah, they need to fix that if that's the case. It says, well, Juan, my trip is booked and paid for. I'm leaving on August 14th for 2 weeks. Looks like I'll have to vote in the advance polling. Can you vote in the advance poll if you're going away? Is that a thing? I need to double check the rules on that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, sir. Well, your previous callers deeply disturbed me when he made a statement. Now, I could only say to what I believe he was saying in connection with saying that let's forget about what I think he was referring to the most honorable Dr. Minnis have done during his tenure. Mm-hmm. I think that's what he was meaning. I found that statement to be quite ridiculous and disappointing. Especially as an adult, to say something like that, being an educator myself, I can't just tell a parent, well, let's forget about what the child has done and let me just give them a grade, I think, for effort, like a BOA. No. This is the time now, based on what they have done in the term, 60%, their homework, for whatever that percentage is, and then for the... examination grade for whatever that percentage is and put that together to make the 100%. I can't just say, well, let's forget about what they have done.
Right.
No, this is the time for me to assess. This is the time of assessment to say whether they move up or and forward to grade whatever the ascending grade is or they remain on that same level because they didn't learn what they needed to learn.
Well, let me ask you this, right? So you're an educator.
Yes, sir.
The students in Grand Bahama and Abaco who were impacted by Dorian, they still had to get assessed, right? They still had to complete their work and do their schoolwork. The students who were affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, they still had to sit national exams, right? They still had to turn in their work and go to school and have attendance. So it's kind of ridiculous to just set aside all that was done during the pandemic and after Dorian and say, well, let's just give him a bye because those things happened to him.
Right.
Right. So those things have to be taken into account.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, I am not saying they weren't under stressful conditions, but you still do your best in the midst of stressful conditions because as an educator, I had to readjust myself on many levels.
Correct.
To ensure that my students got the superior education that not only myself wants to give them, but the Ministry of Education stipulates that we give. So I can't just let you slide. You understand where I'm coming from?
Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Sir. Good day.
Thank you very much. Yeah. This says, Mr. McCartney, when the state of emergency ends, does the fine you have incurred become invalid? No. 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 Okay. Says, good afternoon, Juan. This election has been set up for the FNM to win. My reason for saying this is because the PM's appointment of a new and inexperienced parliamentary commissioner, I believe that the register will be filled with errors and the commissioner will be blamed. I believe the register will be filled with errors as well, but I don't know if that means the FNM wins. Says, hi, Juan. I think this election will boil down to the amount of disdain people have for Minnis's arrogance versus their distrust of Davis due to his association with the old PLP regime. We will also have to consider how many PLP/FNM supporters deflect to the coalition of independence, which to sensible people is mind-boggling. I doubt they will win any seats. I doubt most of their followers are even registered. They and the DNA will, however, take some numbers from the main parties. I also agree that if Brave steps aside, the PLP will have a landslide victory. It's a pity he chose himself over the party. I guess he's saying, I've been in the cut for too long and I'm up next. This will be an interesting election. Those are astute observations. Thank you for that text. Yes. This is a lot of text. It says, one, unless you're preparing for a bodybuilding competition, stop doing the loading phase of creatine. Just continue to take the maintenance, 5 milligrams, take your amino acids, protein powder. You'll be okay. That loading phase of creatine puts weight on you. Yeah. But, I mean, you got to load the cycle up, eh? That's the way they taught me. But you're saying just do 5 milligrams and it'll eventually just build up. You don't have to do the loading phase. Yeah, because you'll put on like 12 pounds, like just straight water weight, you know. But I do take... I take glutamine, I take BCAAs, amino acids for energy when you work out, after you work out. I take glutamine. Glutamine helps with recovery, but it's getting a lot because I've been lifting heavy. I work out 5 days a week, 3 days a week. I'm training with Malaire Petit, Bodies by Malaire. Shout out to Malaire. And it's rough, man, you know, so I figure the creatine would help. So I'm gonna get back on that, and I'll try the ginger tea that the people are talking about. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Fine. Good afternoon, Bahamas. You know, to wit, my boy. To wit, Jessica, you like the PLP? People like the FNB.
Mm-hmm.
And here, the other caller, I'm saying after you, we're talking all up on the crap. The former prime minister, Papa, told Mr. Christie to be careful who you hang with, you know. The one I be on the ground every day. The people doing a little better now. But some of our people still not managing their money. You know, and that's why I keep telling you, 2027 is going to be the real independent people. People, persons that take the country over them, or school in place. It's only their last time around. All of them. We have new people who are this country who love the Bahamas and who love our people. It's trying to get better, one. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, this government was in paper. But the PLP get voted out, and they had plenty of money to play with. The strong one is getting the phone, it's all the money. These baby people wasn't making nothing. They're the massive, they want people. They're giving all kind of things to help the people in the constituency. And it's all good of money and wagon. But they come to get me. One, the Bahamas is what country? That's a bunch of bars, that's slaves, and a bunch of yes, yes men and women in both parties. You see, they just need to get away with their own votes, one. And they got to get better, one. And the rest of you, hey, and all your left out there, who just going to, I apologize to the Prime Minister and the FM government. The last time you all stayed home, and then what you want to happen? So don't cry if the PLP gets back in power one. I'm trying to take my car and put it.
No problem. And that's a legitimate issue that a lot of FNMs may just say, you know what, let me just sit this one out. I got anyway, let me not talk his business. One of my cousins is so, he's such a good FNM, you know, but he's having such a hard time with Minnis, but he cannot, he said, bring himself to vote for Brave Davis. Says, Juan McCartney, I know you may not say what you will vote, but listen to you, what will Brave do? Really, whoever take power of the people will hurt. Brave has been around longer than Hubert Minnis, and what has he done? Really, Brave is a disgrace to lead this country. Well, I agree with you on the point that whoever takes power, it's gonna hurt. It's gonna get rocky. Someone suggested drinking ginger tea. Be sure to buy the fresh ginger, not the tea bags. Fresh ginger is much better and more refreshing. You can also have it cold. It says, hi, Juan. Honestly, I do not see why I would join a line at the polling station to cast a vote for Minnis or Davis. I'm going to sit this one out because I favored the FNM under Hubert Ingraham. I wish the FNM would lose so that they could find a replacement for Minnis and rebuild the party. Great discussion. Wow. Says, good afternoon, McCartney. Ginger tea is very good. Just had some with a squeeze of lime and honey this morning. Good for your immune system as well. God bless. Ginger tea. All right, I got to take that. In addition to my other supplements. So in addition to the training supplements, I also take vitamin E. I take vitamin C. I take a multivitamin. I take my cordyceps from Ancient Chinese Secrets. I take my spirulina from Ancient Chinese Secrets. I take my aloe from Ancient Chinese Secrets. I alternate days, I'll take the Europlex, you know, and that keeps me going. But your body does start to break down when you are lifting heavy and heavy. This says, the challenge with the Minnis administration is poor economics and the leader's apparent lack of humility and intellect. We do not need another PM who refuses to report to the country and take questions from the media on behalf of the country. Who the hell does he think he is? Talking at the Bahamian people, but to us? Not sure about what that last part means. It says Papa should go back to the PLP like LeBron did to Cleveland. Then the FNM will be in trouble. This says, high voter registration normally has crowds throughout the island. I haven't seen that in the past year. Something fishy is afoot. Where are all these voter registration numbers coming from? It says, hi, I remember when the PLP had carnival parties. I say to Minnis, run it back. Good afternoon, Juan. You forgot Ingraham left the FNM high and dry after they lost the election. It was Minnis who had to get the party back together. Oh, I don't know if that version of history is correct. Now, I'll blame Ingraham for saddling us with the current leader of the FNM, but I wouldn't say he left the party high and dry. Hey, Juan, I'm an FNM, but I can't and won't vote for Minnis again. We have to get rid of him to have our real leader emerge, Dr. Dwayne Sands. I tell you what, if Dwayne Sands was leader of the FNM, I'd go put on my red shirt. All right? I think he would be an excellent prime minister. I could be wrong about that, but that's just my thoughts. I think he's an exceptionally talented man. Juan, Minnis knows his shortcomings. He's not charismatic. He cannot rally or sally nobody. He's afraid of extemporaneous public speaking, so he's going to try to do his best to calm or fake his way through an election. He know what his brain can and can't do. Boy. It says, Juan, always remember three things. One, listen to me carefully. Two, man to man. And three, the action is on the ground. Oh, boy. Says, good day, Juan. Good show as usual. Based on the information you are giving, watch how this is going to play out. Friday, August 13th, the emergency powers expire. That weekend, Bahamians will say, just rode and celebrate. The election will be that following week, and no matter who wins, once they come to office, they'll implement new emergency powers to curb an inevitable spike in COVID cases after the road weekend of celebrations. Then my prediction is by January 2022, no matter who wins, we'll see VAT increase to 15%. If we're lucky, and we will once again realize we're stuck with the usual run-of-the-mill two sides to the same coin, pigs in the farmer's clothes as we had since 1973. Anyway, happy belated independence. Such optimism. This is Juan. I'm a nosy Bahamian. I missed your show yesterday. What gone down? No, I was just talking about how I wasn't having a great Friday because someone was tripping out on me in a bank line, but I had a great weekend because Atlantis was awesome. It says, Minnis got to go, period. For me, I feel he has made poor decisions as leader. As an example, his administration decided to build sidewalks during a health crisis instead of strengthening bed capacity. Capital works could have been directed to creating bed space, announcing hospital extension when the existing hospital needs renovation, upgrades, and on and on. I'm an independent voter and supported Minnis, but he's a big disappointment. Says A1, with the country's financial crisis, I don't see why anyone would want to be prime minister. This next budget debate is going to be a mess, bro. Yeah, it's going to be rough. I want you to know. All right? Says Juan, I'm voting for FNM or I'm not voting for FNM or PLP in Southern Shores, and I don't see any viable option. Says Juan, the FNM met three clinics. Almost finished in Cat Island. Why would you stop building it for 5 years, then plan to build a new one? This is crazy. Fix one of the three there. Hey, Juan, I'm hearing the same song before the last election. Get rid of Christie and the PLP. Only the date has changed. Brave had no plans then. He has none now. Let the FNM continue for another 5 years. The PLP does not have the answer to our problems. All right. It says, Juan, tell that guy Canada ain't taking no more Bahamians. They treat Canadians too bad. I can vouch for that. I'm Canadian. Okay. Says, if the sitting government doesn't lift the emergency order before election, will the new parliament be responsible or will it remain in effect indefinitely? When will those of us who have been fully vaccinated not have to pay for a health visa or a COVID test before international travel? I'll vote when I know the answer. Look, if the emergency orders expire, all of that falls away because none of that has been passed through parliament. All of it has been by dictate. All of it. So I don't know what legal mechanism they would have in place to have the health visas going, to have any curfew in place, to have any sort of restrictions on business hours, any of it. That don't currently exist now. It says the PLP is trash and I can't trust their leadership and their past histories are still the same old people, nothing new. The PLP is a garbage. Okay. It says, yes, Mr. McCartney, the DNA is having big problems. I didn't know about it. I mean, I didn't know about it. I guess I'm going to go look it up now. I'll say it's a vibe. So I'll check it out. It says, I disagree with governments calling elections when they see fit. It's not good for the citizens. Elections should have fixed date like other countries. Well, this is your prime minister who's not telling you when the election is, had promised to implement fixed dates for elections. And this is why I disagree with what Candia Dame said, particularly about him using Ingram's 1992 win to try to win. Hubert Minnis will do and say anything if he believes it'll give him a political advantage. And he don't have to mean it. He don't have to do it. But he will say it. He'll promise it, not do it if he believes it'll give him some advantage. And then he'll ask you to forget he ever said it or promised it. All right? So I don't put him using Ingram's thing beyond him. Says Juan, if Dwayne Sands will be the leader for the FNM, I will start wearing FNM shirts straight up to election. Yeah, I won't even lie there. I'll vote for Dwayne Sands if he's the leader of the FNM. Straight up. It says the big ticket item in this election will be the perceived contempt of this administration for the citizens. They spent too much time post-election in campaign mode, and then calamities caught them off guard, and they never recovered. That's not a bad assessment, actually. I think there's something to be said about that, that they squandered precious time in the beginning. They're demonizing the PLP. All right. It says, I agree with you as an F&M. I would vote for Dwayne Sands. Mr. Minnis, and I am a menace. It says, this country has had 35 years of PLP governance, and Minnis has had the most challenging experience as leader, and we have expectations that are not balanced in reality. Well, listen. Tone, a lot of the sentiment against Minnis has been self-inflicted. All right? So, yes, you had Dorian. Yes, you had the pandemic. Your approach to a lot of these things, though, has been off-putting to people. And you're divorced from reality if you think that your tone, right, your derisive answering of questions, your refusal to be held accountable, your wanting to shift every situation to seem like it makes sense, your continually talking about health officials have said these things, the mixed messaging, right, the way you've addressed people, the things you would come up with on a whim, right, has had a lot to do with it, all right? Don't just say Dorian and COVID happened and we have stuff to expect. How you've reacted to these crises has shaped people's opinions of you. Not that the crises happened and you were powerless to stop them and nothing has to do with you and all this. It is how you have handled them that has led to a lot of the negative sentiment, all right? And there's also a lot of stuff that's out of your control, but don't act like you haven't contributed to some of this discontent, because you have. All right, we gotta take a break, and we'll be back on the other side.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
There's only one way to have a better morning.
How?
Start your mornings the best way with our 2 for $6 breakfast sandwiches at Wendy's. For a limited time, choose any two of your favorite breakfast sandwiches, including the fresh Kraken Sack Muffin, honey buttermilk chicken biscuit, double sausage muffin, or the sausage egg and cheese biscuit. Wash it all down with our cold brew shake or coffee. Better mornings always start at Wendy's. Wendy's, different inside and out. Excludes airport locations.
Allego is here to help local companies boost their bottom line. If you own a business, join Allego and let us help you get people in your stores. ShopAllego.com has 2,000 website visitors daily, and you can list your business for free. Allego is the local online coupon hub where shoppers find weekly deals and discounts. It's where your business should be. Visit ShopAllego.com. That's ShopAllego.com to list your business for free today.
If you think you can't afford to dress to impress or replace those utensils or maybe even upgrade your household appliances, then you don't know YCare's Fashion Center. With 3 locations to serve you, YCare's Fashion Center features the things you need or want, all at a price that you can afford. Open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., YCare's Fashion Center also has the island's largest jean collection. Put the fun back in shopping and visit your favorite YCare's location today, where you can afford afford to look good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. We have only a limited amount of time left, so I'm just going to deal with some of the text messages. I have many opinions about this election out there. This is one for every one person that does not like the government. There are those that do. Real property tax exemptions, affordable properties in Carmichael and Prospect Ridge, properties for uniform branches, a public service of 50,000 plus that stayed employed throughout the pandemic. So there are many people that have had positive experiences with this government. I just find the PLP's arrogance puzzling because those who dislike ministers as a leader will vote third party or independent because the leader of that party has skeletons that he cannot overcome. Yeah, interesting. Now, let's deal with some of this. It says, sir, ask JJ where it's better so I can go get something to eat for me and my five kids. No joke, sir. It says, do you believe the PM will extend emergency powers? Well, Renwood Wells says they intend to let them expire. It says, Mr. McCartney, I'm voting for the FNM because they are the better choice to steer us through these difficult times. Brave Davis and his choice of rookie candidates are not able to navigate this country in these difficult times. All right. Good afternoon, Juan. I voted for the FNM in the last election, and this time I am undecided because there were things on this government's agenda ahead of Dorian and COVID-19, such as the Freedom of Information Act, which they've tried to slam in place, fix election dates, and two terms for PM. This is one I hear people talk about Brave being unpopular, but to be fair, Minnis was an electrifying prospect in 2017. I think I read that. Says you could pay for the police record online, but the pickup is only at Thompson Boulevard and you still have to wait on the line. You should still be able to choose which police station to go to. Everyone going to Thompson Boulevard doesn't make sense. Oh, okay, well, yeah, that doesn't make sense, is right. But at least you could pay for it online. This says Chester has already iterated that the PLP will either have to raise taxes or borrow more. Besides, it's their time to be paid, and of course you and I have to pay for their wealth creation. It's life in the Bahamas. Says, I'm happy we don't be having those stupid drunken rallies anymore. They are really low IQ-induced nonsensical events. Now, I haven't heard Chester Cooper say that we'll have to raise taxes. Now, well, actually, he has said that the track we are on will lead to increased taxes and increased borrowing. It says, you know what Minnis' problem is? He forgot that there are people living in the Bahamas who are not between the ages of 18 and 35, and lots of people in that range depend on people over that range. Minnis thought if all he did was focus on the 65%, it would win him election, but if you can't even do that good, and I've never voted PLP, by the way, and have no intention to. I've spoiled the ballot once in disgust. This time, I ain't going. Yeah, I think you may find a lot of that about the voter participation being low. I think Jamaica was like 35%. That was the middle of the pandemic, though. This says one FNM will win no less than 22 seats, two straight, maybe three. Okay. It says, sorry, Juan, this time we are not sympathizing with this government. Too many missteps and plenty debt. The Bahamas is a wealthy country designed not for real organic Bahamians. Organic Bahamians. We need real deliverance this time. Jehovah God Almighty, please save the Bahamas, calling on the Honorable Dwayne Sands to lead this country from FNMs in Grand Bahama. What's an organic Bahamian? Is that like... Is that like... Is are there genetically modified babies? Good afternoon, Juan. I agree with one of your previous texters. I can no longer support the FNM with Minnis as leader. Juan, tell me, why do you hate Minnis so much? Did the PLP promise you something? How much is the check you're getting from Chester Cooper? They ain't promised me nothing. And I don't hate this man. I do not hate this man. All right? Not a day like it. I don't think he's a good prime minister. All right? PLP ain't promised me nothing. However, if you will come with that Ian Poitier type action, we could talk. All right? That 30 grand a month action, we could talk. All legit. All above board. Right? You know? We do a nice, have a firm and help you with your stuff. Juan, you think we could take a next doctor for a prime minister? Yeah, man, it don't matter if it's a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. This says, Juan, this election is simple for the FNM. If the voters for Killarney do not vote Minnis back in as an MP, then the party will have a new PM. It all boils down to who will win the Killarney vote. Now, that Killarney thing is going to be a stretch for Minnis to lose there. He won by a very large margin last time. I think the only larger margin was St. Anne's. Hi, Juan. What's your view of the state of the DNA? It seems to me they are decimated. I'm just hearing all this stuff about the DNA, so I'm going to go read up on it, all right, and see what's going on. But if you're having fights at party events, it's not a good sign. Hey, Juan, shouldn't the FNM party have a convention before the election is called? Should, but won't. This says, Juan, I'm an FNM, but I want Minnis out so bad. I'm campaigning for the PLP in Killarney. That's the only way to get rid of him. It says, Juan, 80% or more of what the PM did during this pandemic has been mirrored around the world. And while we may not be in agreement, it is a reality. Well, I don't know where you got 80% from, but, you know. Can you imagine the calamity if Dr. Minnis had to make extemporaneous speeches? They would all be a disaster. This is true. This says, hey, Juan, Ginger Moxie from Pine Ridge and Freeport have plenty of ginger tea. Juan, you are so right. Minnis would say and do anything to stay in power and hide his lack of leadership and fake his way through reading scripts from the rest of his other script writers. That's why he's scared to meet the press or face the nation on live TV. He must go. It says, could you imagine Brave holding the powers of competent authority? Scary thought. Boy, I don't know how much scarier that is than what has been going on. This is tax, tax, tax. Is it really better in the Bahamas? This is JJ is delusional. The PM is suffering from cognitive dissonance. He shut down islands with 1,000 to 3,000 people when he could have mass tested and isolated and used the isolated settlements to our advantage. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of stuff he could have done. Right, you can't just go, oh, it's a pandemic, and that, you know what I mean, and that's it. It's a pandemic, so just, but let's just forget about the last few years and the things that went wrong that shouldn't happen. You know, you're going to be judged, weighted against your response to the pandemic. You know, McCartney, I can't wait for this heartless government to be gone. I live in Bimini. And I'm wondering how he thinks we poor people can pay for a PCR test if we don't have enough money to come to Nassau, to the doctor, to PCR test, to go to your own home. I think it's stupid. I'm wondering if he thinks before he implements rules, but it ain't long now. All right. So, look, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to be real with you. Again, I don't care either way who wins the next election. Okay? I truly, truly do not. I cannot call this one, not because I think people have this great deal of confidence in the prime minister, but because there's the Davis factor, there's the possible low voter turnout factor. So I just can't call it, all right? But what is certain is that an election will be held soon, all right? I'm thinking August, before the end of August, certainly. I'm interested to hear the messaging in the weeks leading up to that election, of both major political parties, I would say the DNA too, but they seem like they got issues, as to what it is that we're going to be looking at. All right? That's what I want to understand. Okay? It says, Juan, I always respect your views because truly I believe you're one of the bright minds in this country, but bro, I so disagree with you on the FNM. I truly believe they're better for this country at this time. I care primarily because this is a very consequential election. And that's fine, and thank you for that compliment. And we can disagree, all right? We can disagree. I'm not the deciding factor in this, right? You're going to have to, you know, make your own decisions, all right? I just have my issues with Minnesota's leadership, but I would not sit here and lie and say that good things have not happened under Minnesota's leadership, all right? I'm not going to be disingenuous about it. But, you know, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't vote for the FNM, right? If you think that the FNM has done good things and is better for the country than the PLP, there are a lot of people who feel that way, and that's perfectly fine. But I'm just not going to sit here and lie about how I feel about Minnesota's stewardship because there's some fear of what might happen if the PLP is in power. All right, so I'm only just trying to be clear and be honest about where I am. All right, that's all. Okay, we're out of time. We didn't get to the murder problem. I mean, come on, we had to talk about the election thing today. But we will try to get to the murder problem tomorrow, barring any other exciting developments. We got to get out of here. Shabar Golang is up next with Z Live Off the Record. You guys have a great day, and Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Take care, Bahamas.